First thing to encourage us about, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. And as we sung tonight, as we worship tonight, that's one thing that wasn't on my notes, but I've written it down. Nothing is impossible. But a year ago, I would have questioned that. I would have questioned that nothing is impossible for God, because I've often wondered how people deal with certain issues and events in their lives. The emotion, the feelings that go through their thoughts and their minds, from the question of why to how, if only. Over the last year, these questions, feelings and emotions have been at the forefront of my mind. And just for a few moments, what I want to do is share with you how I know, through trusting God in all things, I've attempted, and I say attempted because I'm still attempting to overcome these certain things. I think to start with, to set the scene, I'd like us to, if we've got our Bibles, to turn to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3 and verse 14. And it says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." A few verses that are very pertinent. Verse 18, "To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that his love that surpasses knowledge." These words found in Ephesians have assisted me in understanding and ultimately dealing with the loss of a grandparent and also a dad. Last June seemed to be a normal month. We'd celebrated Father's Day. We'd been to the hut with my dad. And my mama, whilst she was 102, seemed to be doing okay. However, her quality of life was somewhat limited. Dad wasn't as well as he had been. Both were being treated by certain doctors for what became routine ailments for a 102-year-old. And Mama, up to her last few weeks, did still take some dealing with. And with my dad, who had gone through life, really, without any illness whatsoever, until he got to 70. And at age 70, he got diabetes. And for the sort of the then 11 or 12 years after that, he attempted to change his lifestyle, and I tell you, it was very difficult for him to stabilise that diabetes. So that's the background, but what was to happen in 7 days completely changed emotions and thoughts when my mama died, and then the following week my dad died. Why did this happen? That's one question. It must have been a dream. What if I'd have done this? Why did I go to Bristol and leave me dad? Why didn't I say that? Why didn't my prayers get answered? If only I'd have told me dad that I loved him. What about me mum? How will she cope? What about me sister? How will she cope? What do I say to Joseph? What do I say to Benji? What do I say to Luke? What about my dad's garden? All these questions and emotions that came into my mind. How really am I going to cope with all this? And I know it sounds really strange, but I go back to that Ephesians reading, verses 20 and 21. But I'm reading from the Message now. God can do anything. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His Spirit deeply and gently within us. So verses 20 and 21 assisted me, and I believe enlarged my understanding of knowing how to deal and cope with that situation. Knowing that God can do anything helped me and gave me the faith to understand further and begin to deal with things. One thought that I did have, and it keeps coming back to me, and it might sound silly, but I believe it, again, this is really important. When faced with travelling to Kingsmill every day, or faced with being in Bristol, and my mum rings me up and says, your dad's gone into intensive care, and I'm thinking, I've got 10 minutes before this meeting starts, what am I going to do? The thoughts were solely on panic. But there was something in the back of my mind that was saying, God's there. Maybe a subconscious but real thought that God was protecting and God was with me. My very present help in time of need. At that point, I knew that God's Spirit was working gently and deeply within me. As I travelled from the hospital back home, as I travelled various places, I would listen to certain songs. And one song that really, well, it made me cry, and that was a bit difficult when you're driving and all that sort of stuff, but was a song by Michael J. Smith, which is Healing Rain is Pouring Down. But after that line, it says, I'm not afraid. Healing rain is pouring down. I'm not afraid. Whilst I knew God was caring for my mama and my dad, I was also realising and preparing myself for the worst. But was it the worst? Because, again, I knew, and I've got confidence, that my mama and my dad have gone on to greater things. But it still does not make things any better at that point in time. So after those 7 days, mama died on the Thursday, and then my dad died the following Thursday. The Sunday after my dad died, as a family, we came to church. And I believe that's the best thing that we could have done. What we could have done, and what would have been probably normal in lots of situations, we could have shut ourselves away and ignored people. We could have closed the curtains, ignored the church. But I believe, having come into a church that is an encouraging church, is a supporting church, and over those 6 years, God has, and I'm confident, been building relationships that we needed at that time. People at church weren't afraid to talk to us and comfort us. The kids group that Sunday morning enabled Joseph and Benji to express their feelings and emotions. I remember Joseph's still in his bedroom, has got a rock that that during that morning they actually decorated, and Joseph put on that rock that morning that he loved and that he would miss Grandpa. But that was Joseph's way of expressing, I believe, how he felt at that point. That Sunday God placed on people the gift of comfort, the gift of encouragement, of which Joe and the boys and me will always remember. And again, I was encouraged by not just one person, but people encouraging me with Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in which I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. What a verse to cling to. The Lord is my rock. Knowing God is my foundation, my fortress that is keeping me safe, my deliverer, the one I can turn to, my stronghold, the picture of God's arms around me. What a picture. Not just me, but anybody, that God's arms were around me, holding me close. And as I've said, that verse was prayed over me, and I know that God has built me up by his Spirit to believe and to react to those words. In Romans 5, we are reminded of the words of peace and hope. Therefore, this is from verse 1, since we have been justified through faith, and I've put this in bold, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So again, what did that reveal to me? Well, because of the faith that I have through believing in the God who made it all, I know and truly believe that through that, I have been given freedom and faith through Jesus, God's Son. Moreover, this verse reveals that even though suffering takes place, because of the faith and trust I have in my Lord, even though at times it's difficult, it also generates perseverance. Perseverance to character, and from character to hope. Hope for then, hope for now, and hope for the future. With God and the outpouring of his Spirit. And I think that's exciting. I just think that's really exciting. Hope for now and hope for the future with God and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But what if I'd have done that? And what if I'd have done this? And why didn't I say that? These things still come back into my mind. Should I have done certain things? Why didn't I do that? Well, I always ask God to help me and assist me, and I've attempted to hand the thoughts that I have and the emotions over to God, and I believe together we are overcoming. So, a year on, this last week and the week before wasn't so good, because you start reliving loads of different things. And of course, I had to relive the journey that I did last year, that I did a few weeks ago, back down to Bristol. Last year I travelled down, having left my dad in hospital, as I believe, stabilised. And then the following day, as I've already said, 10 minutes before the meeting started, I took a call from my mum and she said, you better get up here. So, I then had to do that. Currently I'm reliving what we had to do in preparation for the funeral, well, Mama's would have gone by now, but my dad's. But again, I always remember the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. So what's God doing now that he wasn't doing a year ago? As you know, over the last few years, I've been privileged to be part of the worship team here at Ashwood. And over this last year, I know and I'm confident that God has enabled me to bring church deeper into the heart of worship. Words of encouragement and prayers that have been prayed over me have blessed me and have enabled my faith and knowledge of our Creator God to increase. Worship is a great source and has been a great source of my life. And I believe that I'm seeing church now on a platform ready to go even deeper with our God. We can see that in our worship. We can see that the way in which we express our love for God. One song I was encouraged to sing and that I now lead was In the Name of the Father. I think you sung that this morning, didn't you? And one part of that song talks about mourning, not mourning as in first thing, but mourning as in tears, turning to songs of praise. And for me, that took me ages to actually cope with singing. But now I do that because I believe that mourning has turned into songs of praise. Jane Hill encouraged me and we prayed over that. And I believe, thanks to Jane and others who have encouraged me through that, that's another area where I believe that God has worked through. So, in conclusion, I've often wondered how people deal with certain issues and events in their lives. The emotion, the feelings that must go through their minds, from the questions why to how to if only. I now have a number of tools, which I got before, but weren't necessarily as significant then as they are now. God's Word. Seeking God's Word has been a great help. Prayer and encouragement to have a church open and not afraid to share, pray and encourage. To have my family, having Joe and my wonderful three boys, to give me hope and joy. To worship in church and to lead people in worship. So what can we as church learn from my sharing? Well, one thing we need to do is trust God in all things. Refer to the Bible. The references that I've used have assisted me. It might have been difficult, but they've assisted me. Ask God to build faith in you more than you could ever imagine. But one bit of advice, use others to pray and assist you as well, because that's helped me. Believe and trust that God is there with you, and I've underlined this and I've boldened it and put it in highlights, all of the time. Believe and trust that God is there with you all of the time. Ask for his protection and guidance, because at the lowest times you are vulnerable. What I want us to do now is I want us to pray. And I want us also, once we've prayed, just to listen to a song that I was going to play on my guitar, but I can't. So, I think it'd be good for us to stand. So let's all stand together. And as we pray, let's just make this prayer for ourselves. Holy Spirit, make me strong inside. Thank you, Jesus, that you live in me. Help me to know you and experience the fullness of your love. Fill me up with everything of you. I believe that as your love is limitless, so is your power. You can do more than I can ever imagine or ask by your power that is working in me. Do it in me, Lord. Let my life bring you glory. Let my life bring you glory, Lord. Amen.
Before the world began, you were there, the light and life of all, you were there. You will always be the first and the last, watching over me, you are there. You will not be shaken, you cannot be moved. Though this world will fade away, you are there. You alone are God. You alone are God. And I will worship you. When the skies are gray, you are here in my loss and pain. You be shaken, oh, you cannot be moved. Though this world will fade away, you are here. You
Holy Spirit, make me strong inside. Thank you, Jesus, that you live in me. Help me to know you and experience the fullness of your love. Fill me up with everything of you. I believe that as your love is limitless, so is your power. You can do more than I can ever imagine or ask by your power that is working in me. Do it in me, Lord. Let my life, let our lives bring you glory. Amen.